There's no way we kick off the NFL season without me running down this guy. He is here running back for the Buffalo Bills. He is entering his 15th NFL season. A five-time Pro Bowler. 9 1,000-yard rushing seasons. Fourth all-time in career rushing yardage. 846 yards from scrimmage last year. He was the 65th pick overall in 2005 out of Miami. You've got the Bills at the Jets Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Frank Gore is our guest. Frank, it is awesome to have you back. How you doing, Frank?
What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good, good, man. So we're a couple of days away from the start, Frank, of your 15th NFL season. Yeah. How are you feeling physically, and how hyped are you to get going?
I feel great, man. My coaches and training have been doing a great job with me. Training camp, I had a great training camp, competed with a lot of great guys at my position, and I'm very excited about Sunday.
All right, so what about Buffalo? What was it, Frank, about Buffalo that made you feel like that would be a place where you wanted to play?
I was coming off injury last year, and they said they wanted me here. And once I got in the building, meet some of the guys, the coaches, the general manager, there's great people. And, I wanted to be wanted. And they showed me that they wanted me to be here, and I'm happy to be here now.
Frank Gore joining us. Frank, it's not just about training camp and the season itself. You're going to put in the work in the early mornings, and you're going to do it in the heat and the humidity of South Florida. You can't do that if you don't love the grind. What is it about the grind and the hard work that even at this point in your career, you still love so much?
Because I'm still playing the game of football, and I still love the game, and I want to be successful while I'm doing it. And, I feel like if you don't put the grind in, the time in, it won't happen. And that's why, I go out every morning, and train like this going to be like my first year. And I'm having fun still, Jim?
We're talking to Frank Gore. I can tell, Frank, you made the point also, it's not just the morning workouts. Like, that's expected. Guys will do that. But you're not going to last in the league if you don't do more work. You chase those morning workouts with night workouts. Why is it important to double down like that and get your work in during the night as well?
I look at it like this. Everybody who played a game of football, our job is to work out. So I know everybody doing the workout in the morning. And like I tell my son, very few working out the second time at night. And my workout at night, that just get me over the top, get my mind stronger. Because I know, like I said before, very few doing it. And it's getting me in better shape and getting me ready for training camp.
Frank Gore joining us. Frank, I'm glad you mentioned your son, Frank Jr. You and I have talked about him in the past. He trains with you. He's going to be playing ball at Florida Atlantic next year. How much pride do you take in the work that he's done and the player that he's becoming?
I'm very proud of him. Been watching him since a kid, man. And I knew that he was going to be a ball player. When he was 3 years old, how he used to tote the rock in the yard. And now, man, he's a senior, doing great things in high school and, getting an offer from FAU, Lane Clifford, and my boy Kevin Smith, the running back coach, who he liked a whole lot. And I'm just happy for him, man. I just want him to keep working. And when it's time to go to college, go show everybody what you're about.
Bills running back Frank Gore is my guest. Frank, Devin Motor Singletary, who plays with you in Buffalo, went to Florida Atlantic. He said that working out with you is like Florida boys sticking together. He said, quote, Frank took me under his wing like I was his little brother, end quote. So what do you make of Devin and his game, and why is it important for you to take him under your wing the way you did?
Well, Devin, I look at him as a little brother. And when my son went to FAU for a visit, unofficial visit, Devin grabbed my son was happy to, my son was happy to be around him, man. My boy Kevin Smith used to tell me about how natural Devin was and how much a good kid he was. And once I got around him and, see how much he loved the game and, Jim, man, I never saw a young kid, at the position. Out of all the years I played, so natural like him. He got great eyes, great feet. He got great feel of the game. And, man, this whole summer he just stayed around me, just wanted to work. When I tell him a certain time to be here, be there. That's what made me really, want to grab him. And, man, I've been playing this game for 15 years. If I can't give it to a young cat who loves the game, what I'm doing, So I'm happy that we're in the same backfield. I get to be around him every day. We both competing very hard. He got a great chance, man, to be special back in this league. As long as you just keep working, but he don't have no other doubt but to keep working.
Frank Gore. Frank Gore joining us. I love that response, Frank. Listen, one of the reasons I love talking to you is I love getting a chance to learn about your view on life. You told Cameron Wolf of ESPN, quote, "Legacy is everything. Just because you're the best player in the NFL, you don't have to show it. You show it by being first in sprints, working hard every day in practice. You don't have to be an a-hole. Humility is a lost virtue. That's why God has helped me play as long as he has." Yeah. End of quote. That's an amazing quote. So where did you learn that approach and that mindset?
I just, just growing up, just seeing, other guys who, respect me just because who I am and, who just a normal person, man. And I just feel like, you just treat everybody the same, man. No matter who they is or what they do, that's how God bless you and keep you, above water.
Frank Gore is joining us. Frank, you were part of that legendary running backs room at Miami. It included you, Willis McGahee, Clinton Portis, Najee Davenport. At the same time, you were dealing with injuries in college, and you've talked about how that humbled you because you knew the game could be taken from you at any time. Mm-hmm. How much did that create that drive to be on the field for every single rep?
Because it got taken away from me, man. As a rookie, at that time, man, you playing as a rookie. As a freshman. At the time of going to University of Miami, like you said, with all the guys who I had in the backfield, I play as a freshman. I ball out. Then the next year, I'm getting ready to start. My knee blew off. I come back. I start again. 5-6 games, I get over 100 yards each game. Going to the 7th week, my knee blew out again. And I was like, hey, I had to, tell myself I got to start taking it one day at a time. And every time I'm on the field, I got to make like it, I want it to be my last. So that's when I start looking at it like that, man. It can be taken away. So that's why I try my best. When I'm out there, I go 110 for my teammates and also my coaches.
Frank Gore, 15 years in. We've got a couple of more moments with him. Frank, to me, it's not just the work you put in. It's also what you do to take care of your body, your moneymaker. It's your nutrition. It's your recovery. What is your approach to taking care of your body?
Well, I like to get in the cold tub every day. Get in the cold tub, get my massages twice a week. I get MAT, something to turn my muscles on. Like before a game, that Friday, I get them on. Then after the game, that Monday, I get them turned back on. And, I just, get in my boots. And that's about it, man.
Frank, I know you played with Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, and I know the respect you have for him. Knowing how tough he is, what did you think when you saw him announce his retirement?
Well, I was shocked because I know he loved the game, but I respect him, and I respect why he left the game. If he said his body was hurting, I respect that because it's tough. This game of football is tough, man. But I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his decision, and I wish the best for him.
Frank, last thought. I mean, the thing, and this is similar to what you just said, but the thing that keeps coming up time and time again from people who play with you or train with you is just how much you love the game of football. It can be a really tough, really painful game. What is it about this sport you love so much?
You get to compete. You get to compete with other guys around the world, man. And it's fun, man. I've been doing this since I was 4 years old, man. And God bless me to be good at the sport. Why not take advantage of it,
Why not? Entering 15th season now, 5-time Pro Bowler. You've got the Bills at the Jets on Sunday. Frank Gore not only still doing it, but still doing it at a really high level. Frank, I appreciate you. I appreciate this relationship. And I love to start every year by running you down. Great to have you back, Frank.
Thanks,
man. You have a great day, Frank. Frank Gore. If it sounds like I'm a huge Frank Gore guy, it's because I am. Immense respect. That is a professional baller. That is one of the most professional athletes I know. So great to have him on. Bills Mafia. What can I tell you about this guy? The fact that he's 15 years in and still doing it at a high level. They let Shady McCoy go because Frank Gore is still doing it, quote, at a high level and loves it and is still putting in the time.